two solid periods. Seemed like you guys had all the momentum, and then kind of got away.
Yeah, you know, it changed quick. We let them capitalize on the chances, and, you know, a quick strike team, and, you know, needed to keep one of those out of the net so we could get some momentum.
Jake, how did the game get away from you guys in the third period?
I thought we put a lot of pressure on them, to be honest. You know, pretty good movement on our power play. We just, you know, let them have some chances, and that's how they capitalize. And, you know, I got to make one of those saves to try to keep us in the game, at least to give us a chance.
You had to feel pretty good, though, you know, through two periods. 46 minutes, it's a 1-0 game.
Yeah, but honestly, I felt great through the first two. I felt solid. Game was going well. We were right there, and we just let it slip. It's unfortunate. It's just divisional points. I know it's still a long season ahead of us, but, you know, we wanted to start on the right foot. It was tough to see us finish that way.
What did you see from your team offensively tonight, just in terms of trying to generate some zone time to create chances?
Honestly, it's pretty similar Blues hockey. You know, we were working hard in the O-zone, throwing a lot of pucks to the net from, you know, from all over the O-zone, I guess, and, you know, Wall crashing the net. Generated lots around there. Just, you know, tough to find a way to get one in tonight, but the boys played really well up front. It was impressive.
Can you explain a little bit of this? Winnipeg team's been together for a little while, and a lot of people are talking about you guys kind of feeling each other out. Is it a case of that a little bit?
I guess you can say that. You know, they're a good hockey team. You know, we're going to face them for a long time ahead, not just this season. They're going to be stuck together, sort of like the core of our group. You know, for putting pieces of the puzzle together, I thought the guys played pretty decent tonight. Yeah, there was blurps where it always happens in a hockey game, but, you know, I thought the guys, you know, battled pretty hard. It's just to eliminate those mistakes.
You know, as bad as the finish was, is it that you have to guard against being frustrated, because I mean, it's just one game out of 82.
Yeah, you know, if you get too hard on yourself right now, it's a tough way to start the year. So it's get back to the drawing board again tomorrow. And, you know, we another tough test against a good divisional team on Saturday. So find a way to try to get a little bit better and improve on our game tomorrow.